This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Full disclosure, since you always want to know what happens behind the scenes in a network radio sports operation, I just spent the last 5 minutes playing with Valentine's Day Snapchat filters. Because that, my friends, is exactly the kind of show prep that we need as we head from a Thursday into a Friday, from February 13th into February 14th, into Valentine's Day 2020. And there's not just one Snapchat filter. There are about seven of them. And so I actually, maybe I'll post them. I screenshotted some of them because they were so funny. I don't I don't know how that helps my show, but it made me laugh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you have not seen the science experiment that we're doing for Valentine's Day, we'll check it out on our Facebook page. In fact, I think I'll pin it to the top of our Facebook page. There's a video, and it's only 4 minutes, and it's super
it's
easy
science.
For you to find. Yes, and Will Ferrell is not included, but the science part is we made our own white chocolate-covered gummy bears, and now they're in the fridge, and so we will pull them out of the fridge and figure out how to eat them. We're worried that they're just one big mountain of chocolate-covered gummy bears that they all stuck together. And so, yeah, it's going to be kind of funny to pull them out of the fridge and figure out how to eat them. Might be like a bag of popcorn where you just stick your hand in and grab a bunch and pull really hard. I hope that they come out. Anyway, so we'll do that coming up in a little bit. I'm not exactly sure how long they should chill. Do you guys have any idea how long they should chill? No? All right. Let's hope they don't start to smell like the fridge. And then, in addition, producer Chris brought gummy cherries. I mean, of all the things that I could have resisted, but gummy cherries and chocolate-covered pretzels are not two of them. So those are rapidly disappearing. I actually haven't had gummies in, I mean, it's been years. They are my weakness, my downfall. I love gummies, and I love Sour Patch Fruit Salad as well. And as I said to a friend of mine on Thursday, food is my love language. So I'm kind of a mess on this Valentine's Day with all this extra food. Anyway, we're doing kooky stuff here for Valentine's Day, and I hope that you have a good weekend in store for you. People keep asking me what I'm doing. Well, it's a Columbia women's basketball home weekend, which means I have games on TV. So maybe I'll try to wear some pink on TV or some red on TV on Friday night. And so that's what I'll be doing. But I am cooking for a friend, so that's happening on Saturday. It's not Valentine's Day, but I'm cooking for a friend. And just enjoying the fact that I get to sleep at night. That, in and of itself, is exciting for me for Valentine's Day. Anyway, so check out the video. Again, it's on our Facebook page. And the link is on Twitter as well, A-Law Radio. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. I'm going to get right back to your phone calls here, but I want to say thank you to those of you who tweeted us about the DeMario Davis interview. He actually retweeted a bunch of you, and the link is up on our YouTube channel, and he retweeted that as well. So we appreciate that he did that. But mostly I appreciate that he was willing to share his story and his testimony with us and to talk about his past, because he believes it can support and encourage other people who might be going through something similar. So his is an incredible story that's inspirational and powerful, and I hope that you will check that out. Again, it's on our YouTube channel, or it's all over our social media. 855-212-4227. How did you feel after seeing the Astros apologize and hearing what they had to say and reading the body language and the nonverbal communication. Edward is listening in Santa Clara. Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you. Just wanted to say that people don't take cheating too seriously, the media or the fans with football. It's really obvious. I mean, you go to YouTube videos and you can see how this last Super Bowl, how Bosa had been held for a long time as Mahomes was throwing it downfield when it was 3rd and 15. The ref was right there looking at it, didn't call it. And then you had the helmet-to-helmet on Garoppolo. That wasn't called, and Garoppolo being pushed out of bounds. No call, and then, but yet they called Kittle for pushing off and penalty there. So, I mean, it's really, I think, NFL-wide. With baseball, I think it's the teams that are cheating. But with the NFL, I think it's like league-wide type of operation, not just one team.
What? Wait, what part is the league-wide operation?
Well, I think the cheating when it comes to the Super Bowl.
What cheating is that? You're not talking about cheating. You're talking about fouls. You know that fouls occur in basketball too, right? Is that also considered cheating when players foul other players in basketball?
Well, I think they try to keep it as close to the Vegas betting line as possible.
Who's they? Who's they?
Yeah, well, those that are in charge of who's going to win and who's going to lose. As far as it's really obvious. If you go to the YouTube videos, there's even been books written about it. And these
another
people
okay, so I wouldn't believe everything you read, Edward. But what you're saying is that you think the NFL is fixed.
Oh yeah,
I mean, is that how you feel about every sport?
Defamation of character.
Is that how you feel about every sport, or just the ones in which your Niners do not lose a or do not win a Super Bowl?
Well, I've seen it in with other teams like the Raiders. I mean,
okay. I asked you about other sports. Is that how you feel about every sport, or just football?
Just from what I've seen with football, I've heard other people tell me it happens in basketball also.
Oh,
but I've been mostly a football fan. More so than basketball, but I know the Raiders with that tuck rule type thing and Brady, and it wasn't a fumble. That was really obvious. I mean, that game was rigged also.
So, in other words, everything's rigged against the Bay Area.
Not just the Bay Area. I mean, there's probably been depends on the betting line, but there's been a book written about it, and the guy was never sued by the NFL for defamation of character. The guy that wrote the book,
maybe because the NFL couldn't care less. What's it going to change?
I agree with that. I do agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL is worried about some guy writing a book. Quacks write books all the time. I disagree with you. But, I mean, if that's what you want to believe, what if the Niners had won the Super Bowl? Then you would still believe it was fixed?
Well, it could be if they won, yeah. I mean, you just got to look at the YouTube videos.
I'm not wasting my time, but I appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Io, who's in Houston. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Are you on a Bluetooth or a speakerphone? Because it sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm inside my car.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
So, all right. It's like, yes, I do admit the Astros, as an Astro fan, it feels bad that we are going through this sort of scandal. But the question, I still wonder, what does America want from the Astros? Jim Crane, the owner, has apologized. He is the owner of this team, and his apology was sincere. But
how do you know?
You could tell, because if it wasn't sincere, he would not have fired the coach and the general manager. He fired them instantly. But I don't know what Americans want. Every team, quote me, I'm not saying cheating is right, but there's no team out of the 92 major sport teams in America that doesn't go through one form of cheating or the other. But we don't have any proof to that, I accept. But it's like, look at the way we are being crucified.
Hold on, Io. You're being crucified, but you're getting to keep the 2017 World Series title? Nah.
No, it's not. You are being crucified in all sincerity. I'm not saying, what do you want? Okay,
I already said what I wanted. I want them to explain why did they feel the need to cheat. I want them to take accountability. Stop passing the buck and saying, oh, I should have done something to stop it, but I didn't. I should have spoken up, but I didn't. How about the ringleader steps forward and says, hey, it was me. I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who orchestrated the whole thing. I'm the one who wanted to cheat. I haven't heard that from any of them. It's all, oh, no, I just wish we should have said something and we didn't.
According to the report, the ringleader is in Boston. And I mean the ringleader. You said the ringleader, the person that who initiated it, who was in charge of this particular scandal, is it not Alex Cora? He's in Boston.
Well, he's not in Boston. He actually got fired from the Red Sox.
So, but my point is that the media is like, I must look at the way. Remember some years ago when we said that the New England Patriots cheated. After they've been accused, they've won 3 more championships. Tom Brady was suspended for that incident.
He was suspended. So at least someone paid a penalty for it. One of the players. But in the case of the Astros players, not only are they skating by, but none of them is accepting responsibility. So you're saying you're fine with Alex Cora being described as the ringleader, even though Carlos Beltran has been described as that. You're fine. And you just think all the other players, they just kind of went along with it because Cora made them.
It's just like in coaching. You do what your coach tells you.
Hell no. But not in today's professional sports. It's the athletes who run things, not the coaches and the managers.
Look at Amy. I know we can go back and forth, but I know we have a lot of callers, and I love your show. Let me conclude by saying that the Astros just have to go and win this season.
What does that have to do with 2017 and cheating?
It will be forever. It will be forever on their record that they cheated in 2017.
Okay.
But for us as fans, that's the only way we could be healed. By winning.
Really?
That's the only way.
Actually, I feel like if I were a fan, I'd want them to lose 100 games so they felt bad about it.
No, we've lost 100 games this season 3 times, back to back.
Yeah, but not this group. Not this group. By losing 3 consecutive years of at least 100 games, that's how they got all these draft picks.
This season, Altuve was in that team. That when we lost, the last time we lost 100 games.
Maybe that's why he didn't step up and say we should stop cheating.
Maybe. I'm not saying we didn't cheat. I'm not saying that's not the point. But the point is that the way the media is just hammering down, like we are
the media. It's not just the media. Are you paying attention? It's baseball fans all over the country. It's the other teams. It's the other players in baseball. Did you not hear what Sean Manaea said? Have you not heard what other players have said? It's not just the media. Come on, man. That's like sticking your head in the sand as like you're an ostrich. Fans all over the country are upset. Players inside baseball are upset that this happened. It's not just the media.
But the owner has taken responsibility. He has apologized. That's the owner who is in charge. And even though the players' apologies might not be sincere to us, which I agree, but Jim Crane accepted it that it was under his watch and it will not happen again.
Fine. I'm not saying great.
It will not happen again under his watch.
Fine. So Jim Crane apologized. Whoop-de-doo. I'm more concerned with what the players have to do because they were the ones who were cheating.
All right. Amy, but let me just I love your show. And you know I'm always on Facebook with you. So let me allow you guys go. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And hey, Amy, one more question. Where will you be in Houston? I'll come and see you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be hanging out with my mom, so no need to come see me.
You wanted to know our reaction. You want to know the fans' reaction. So we'll come and see and we'll tell you face-to-face how we feel.
Oh, well, I just got yours. It's fine. No, I just plan on talking to different people that I see. Like, my mom, we're going to go to church. We'll go out to eat. We'll see some of her friends. I'm going to her school because she teaches, and so I'll talk to people there. So, yeah, I'm just going to talk to people in the, you know, that I encounter while I'm out and about with mom.
It's all right. So, safe travels.
Thank you.
See you soon. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 855-212-4227. I appreciate Houston fans showing up now. But to blame this on the media is short-sighted. Fans are incensed. Players are incensed. That's current and former players are incensed. And so there's a baseball-wide outrage over this. And it's not been helped at all by these apologies. They were awkward. And they did not appear sincere. And Jim Crane, regardless of what Jim Crane says, okay, I mean, he was awkward too, and then he contradicted himself, which you'll hear here in a second. But I'm far more concerned with the players. I don't think the owner is in touch with a whole lot. But the players are the ones that I want to take accountability. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game. Basically, you know, as the commissioner said in his report, he's not going to go backwards. It's hard to determine how it impacted the game, if it impacted the game, and that's where we're going to leave it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It didn't impact the game. I didn't say it didn't impact the game. I believe that Jim Crane is embarrassed by the whole thing. And he did take the action that was necessary, which was firing Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch. And so at least he did that. However, he probably shouldn't be talking anymore. And to say that the players should not be punished, maybe he's standing up for them, but I felt like that was better left unsaid. Because the players need to be accountable. Even more so because they're not being punished. They're not getting suspended. They're not getting fired, quote unquote. They're not getting kicked off teams. They're not losing any money. They're not losing anything that hurts. The only thing they have to do is stand up there and apologize for 30 seconds. That's it. The only thing they have to do is answer a few stupid questions. They're not losing anything that causes them to feel it the way the fans do or the way the Dodgers do. And so if I'm Jim Crane, I probably don't point out that the players shouldn't be punished. Hell yeah, they should. But Major League Baseball decided to grant them immunity so that they would tell the truth. That was the trade the commissioner was willing to make. Fine. But now they need to be heard in some other way. That sounds weird. Now they need to feel it in some other way because they're not getting suspended. They're not losing any money. They're not losing their World Series title. James Click is the new general manager. Dusty Baker, the new manager. Both of them have indicated that this is not happening again while they are the new sheriffs in town.
We're going to create a culture of trust here. It is not going to be a small group of people that are operating behind a cloud of secrecy. We are going to be open and honest with our employees and our players. And we're going to create an atmosphere here where people know that they can speak out when something is going on that they know is wrong.
I appreciate James Click saying that. Somebody should have been speaking out. And if Carlos Correa is right that Carlos Beltran wasn't this big bad godfather figure that he was portrayed as in The Athletic, whether it was Alex Cora, I don't know. But I'm telling you what, if these players banded together and went to them, their strength in numbers, they could have. They chose not to. And I wish that someone would stand up and say, oh, you know what? We didn't because we actually like cheating. We thought it gave us an edge. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Dustin, who's in Houston. Dustin.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Man, so as an Astros fan, you know, I got real mixed feelings about the whole situation because, I mean, initially you won the World Series. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandma passed away. She was a huge Astros fan right before it happened.
Oh.
And you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I was like, and
I'm
she,
sorry.
It was crazy for me.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's all good. And then, but now, I mean, now looking at it all and seeing how the players are not owning up to it, and I'm wondering maybe, I mean, down the road, you know, like years from now, maybe they'll talk about it. But, I mean, how do you, I mean, it's like they made a real bad decision, and they all know, but at the time they were living it up and doing well and everything, and it blew up in their face, and they feel like dummies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do, and they do definitely look like they're awkward and embarrassed. It's just that this is their opportunity to take some accountability, as you say, to own up to it, and that's not what I heard.
I mean, you didn't think Carlos Correa kind of owned up to it?
Oh, yes,
at all?
Yes, that I did. I was referring to, like, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman. I was even referring to Justin Verlander. I mean, he's the guy that's been so out, like, out and in your face about cheating for so long. And so his comments were relatively tepid. I wanted him to, I don't know. I know you don't criticize the guys in your own clubhouse publicly. That's a general rule. But still, I wanted someone to say, with some stronger language, with some emotion, we sucked, we blew it, you know, this was our fault, we didn't need to cheat. Like, I just need some passion behind it.
And I agree with you. It's just at the I mean, right now, like, I feel as a fan that I need some instant gratification right now,
which is
I mean, I know it doesn't have anything to do with 2017, but as a Houston Astros fan, if they go out and they win without cheating, then maybe it'll make me feel, I mean, not, it won't make me feel better about what happened in 2017, but it'll definitely make me feel better in 2020. And you know what I'm saying? And I think maybe, like, as, I mean, Alex Bregman is the ultimate competitor and everything. I mean, do you think that he could really, like, he really wants to get into all this, or is he really focusing on 2020? And I know he owes it, believe me. I want to hear it too. And I want to know, you know, how much of an edge it really gave them, and like, I want to hear, they know, no one else knows but them.
Right.
And now the worst thing about it is now we're speculating, and you can only, you know, think the worst, you know, you can only think that, oh, we watched a YouTube video and they banged the trash can and Alex Bregman had the most, you know, hits off the, but we don't know, you know what I'm saying? And was it like they were banging on the trash cans no matter who was up there and some people didn't like it, or was it like, I don't know. I feel.
Yeah, no, our imaginations run to the worst because we don't have the information. Our imaginations, absolutely, as human beings, most of us assume the worst and we tend to imagine the worst. And so I agree with you. Now, there, like I said, there is some talk that because there's a lawsuit out there, they've been advised not to speak up. But that's the thing. They brought in a PR crisis manager. They talk strategy. No, how about talk from the heart? How about show us the same passion? I mean, you talk about Alex Bregman. He's so intense. He's so passionate. The guy can barely contain himself in the dugout after a big hit. Where was that passion?
Yeah, and well, I mean, does he, like I said, I mean, I know I've made some dumb decisions to where, like, man, I didn't want to talk about it at all.
Of course.
Especially in front of everybody. And, like, I mean, because, I mean, man, it tainted the world, the only World Series, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
And they were on top of the world, and now it's like, they're getting questioned about. I mean, it's got to be hard to talk about that. And I understand everybody wants to hear it, believe me. But at the same time, I don't know if I'd be capable of doing. I mean, this all really just blew up, and you know, and they just got out of a World Series. So I mean, they've been out of the season for like a month or something
like
that.
So here's the thing, Dustin. If you don't want to be put in this situation where the entire world is staring at you while you apologize, then how about don't cheat?
I'm not trying to stand up for cheating, believe me. I have a son, and it was hard for me. Like, me and him, you know, I got him into the World Series, and it was hard for him. Like, the day before it all came out, he downloaded it. He was like, Dad, I downloaded the same sports app as you. He's nine.
Aww.
And then he was like, Dad, the Astros cheated in 2017 and all this. And
aww.
I mean, I'm not, you know, all for the cheating, but I'm just saying, like, man, how do you talk? I mean, how are you? I mean, I'm going in circles. I'll let you go. But, yeah, it's as a Houston Astros fan, I mean, it wouldn't change 2017, but I really, like Altuve said, we're trying to get another World Series. I mean, they're still competitive. They know the talent that they have on the roster, and they know that, I mean, we don't have, draft picks are everything, but we don't have a first-round draft pick or second-round draft pick for 2 years. And, I mean, the time is now, and I mean, that it's bitter. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know. I just hope, go Astros, 2020. That's
all, I'm saying. All right, Dustin. Thanks so all much right. for your phone call.
Yes, ma'am.
Poor guy. And I understand that fans are torn. I mean, they've developed an emotional connection to these guys. Heck, I did too after Hurricane Harvey. Again, because my mom lives there, because I went through the 4 days with her during the hurricane and the nonstop rain in a different way from afar, not being able to help, because I understand, you know, through her eyes what it was like to be there during that, and because I was there right after the World Series and talked to so many fans who were so grateful and so thankful for what they'd seen as a distraction, but also really a rallying point for the city, for the region, how much it meant to them that the Astros won that World Series. And I'm incensed on their behalves. And so I understand wanting the team to go out there and prove that they didn't need to cheat. But again, I come back to, have they had to sacrifice anything, or have they lost anything? Have they had to suffer in any way that actually hurts them? No. All they've had to do is stand up in front of a camera. How bad was that? Please. And again, like I just said to Dustin, if you don't want to be put in this situation, then don't friggin' cheat. And you'll never have to apologize. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't know if we should take our chocolate-covered gummy bears out of the fridge yet or not? The two of you are completely unhelpful. Somebody make a decision.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Except we can't do it until we're ready to do a video of it, right? And the thing is, I have to write a CBS Sports Minute, so they might have to stay in there a little bit longer. Unless one of you wants to write the minute for me.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I asked Dave to come up with the sappiest Valentine's Day love songs he could find. This one works. It's perfecto. Also, I felt like after having done all the work to find the goofiest Valentine's Day Snapchat filters, that I should share a few of them with you. So they're up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and you can check them out. Maybe they will cause you to smile or laugh and waylay some of that angst that many of you are feeling over the Astros and the sign stealing and the awkward asshat apologies. That's my alliteration. I had not seen this before, though I'm sure a lot of people have used it, but someone on our Facebook page called them the asterisks. Again, I'm sure many people have done that before, but I guess I just haven't seen it. So that's kind of funny. That made me giggle. Whether it's Twitter or whether it's our Facebook page, we've got the science experiment for our Valentine's Day candy. It's the first time we've ever made our own chocolate-covered gummy bears. We did not want to pay the $10 a pound. Well, guess what? At the top of the hour, we're going to do the video of the after. So we did the before. That's on Facebook. You can check it out. It's just 4 minutes. It's pretty quick, but it kind of shows you the process of the melted chocolate and the dumping the gummy bears in and stirring it all up. We just pulled them out of the fridge. Dave pulled them out of the fridge. They're delicious. Oh, no wonder people pay $10 a pound for these things, but we made our own. So we will do the big reveal coming up because they are delicious. And I think that it would be super easy for you to do as well. All you have to do is melt the chocolate and throw the gummy bears in, mix them all up and put them in the fridge for a couple hours, and It's worth the effort.
Ooh, oh.
Although, sadly, I have eaten more candy in the last 2 hours than I ate all of Christmas break. Goodness, I've eaten more Valentine's Day candy and goodies than I did Christmas cookies over the entire holiday season.
That's awesome.
No, not so much. It means extra running or biking this weekend. So you can find me on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm asking you your reaction to the Astros apologies that we saw on Thursday. I saw this really good point from someone on Facebook, a listener who said, imagine what it's going to be like when they hit the road this weekend. Actually, I take it back. I was here on Twitter. The road is not going to be kind to the Astros. I'm interested to see what the fans come up with in every city they play, because when it comes to cheating, fans are relentless. That is for sure. So we'll take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. I do appreciate that Dusty Baker accepted the challenge of walking into this hornet's nest, and he has a very strong personality. He's more old school. He's a feel guy. He's also a guy that isn't one of these new cookie cutter managers who it really is an extension of the general manager in the dugout. No, Dusty Baker has his own brain. He has a very strong personality. He's not going to get pushed around. And he's the guy that accepted this challenge. I feel like he's the right one to be their leader moving forward.
That's the first time that they've gotten together. That was the first time that I'd met a number of them, even though I had met him on the other side of the field. How you doing? But that was the first time that we were in the same room at the same time personally. So, you know, it was a good meeting to get together with the guys. And anybody that's ever gone through the World Series realizes how short your winter is and how private most of the guys remain during that short period of time, that your season is a month shorter than everybody else, at least. So, it was good for everybody to get together. People ask why, you know, did you wait so long? That's simply because this is the first time everybody's gotten together since the season ended.
Dusty Baker also asked for fans to forgive the Astros. I don't know if we have that audio, if we could find it. He asked that fans forgive them and allow baseball to move forward. He asked for mercy, essentially. And I thought that was kind of him, because he's someone who was on the other side of it. I know he wasn't managing. He wasn't managing the Nationals, and he wasn't managing another team. Actually, I take that back. We're talking about 2017. What am I talking? Yes. In fact, he was affected by it. My fault. I was thinking last season. He could have taken a different tack. He could have been more hard-nosed about it, because everybody in baseball was affected. And there are a lot of people in baseball who have much stronger language. Now, it is his job, obviously. He's being paid to try to lead them out of this wilderness. And it's not going to be easy. So I admire him for even putting himself in that situation. David's in Houston. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. Dusty Baker is the right guy for that job, because he's straight up, he's hardline, and he's trustable, not trustworthy, trustable. But now, I told people that the Astros completed Mount Fleshmore of baseball. You got the White Sox scandal, Pete Rose, steroids, and now the Astros. Stories that you're just not going to ever be able to get away from.
That's true. I don't think this ever goes away. It won't be quite as won't be quite as white hot, the fire, but it's not ever going to be forgotten.
It's not going to ever go away.
No, similar to the Patriots and Spygate, it's never going away.
I feel if they find out that Altuve did have on some electronic equipment, that should be the straw that broke the camel's back, and they should just totally just retract the whole 2017 and vacate the series.
Well, yeah, it seems like baseball's decided they're not going to do that. There's still talk about whether or not there should be some other action taken. But as you point out, it's not like anybody's going to look at that 2017 World Series the same ever again.
That's all I got. And whoop the hell, you know, the apology they gave today came straight out of Snoop Dogg's apology box.
Or Tiger Woods. He was the one
or
I thought
Tiger
of.
Woods. Yeah, that one too. Have a good one, Amy.
Thanks, David. Hugh is listening in Atlanta. Hugh, you got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, I think Major League Baseball might be in on it as well, because it seemed like, you know, it's not a real sense of urgency to punish a team that is admitted to cheating. So I don't know if it's just to bring a World Series to the city of Houston because of the incident, you know, with the storm and everything. But I just got it just seemed like everybody's like, oh, just forgive him. Just leave him alone. Everything is good.
Who said that? I haven't heard one person say, forgive him and leave him alone.
But what I'm saying is, it seems like Major League Baseball is not really, you know, punishing them or putting anything in place. Are they going to get any kind of suspensions except the managers?
No, the players aren't. And this is the deal. I mean, we see this in the legal system all the time. Whether we like it or not, sometimes you have to give to get. And in the case of the commissioner and the investigation, they were confident they would not get the truth if these players weren't protected and given some immunity for their testimonies. That's how they got to the bottom of it. That's how they now understand everything that happened. But yeah, the Astros definitely suffered. Jim Crane, I know he's a billionaire, but it's $500,000 fine, the most that baseball allows. They lost draft picks. They obviously have to deal with all of this now, but they lost a what I believe to be a world-class manager in A.J. Hinch, and they had to make a change in their front office to, I mean, I don't know about corporate partners and that type of hit to the revenue, but I just pointing out that there was no way the commissioner was going to get the story, the full story, if he didn't offer immunity.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, I appreciate your show, but I'll tell you what would make it better. They should play the Yankees, and whoever win that game, they should play the other team, and that'll be it. I know that's not going to happen, though.
No. Thanks, Hugh. I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good one.
You too. I'm with you. I wish the players had to lose something, had to suffer, had to face some type of penalty. But let's be honest, none of them was going to actually talk and speak up if they weren't protected, because they knew they were all in on it. And, you know, sometimes when I watch all my crime dramas or you read about these types of things in the legal system, how did that guy get off? But sometimes you have to promise immunity and promise protection if you're going to get the full story. Now, I feel like A.J. Hinch was a total scapegoat, except the fact that baseball said, hey, we're going to come down hardest on the GMs and the managers because they didn't step in, they didn't protect it. So those guys knew what was happening too and did nothing to stop it, and they're paying the price that baseball indicated they would. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.